Mieke Berkers, welcome to the Hotel Podcast. Welcome to the Beyond by Geisel today. And welcome to Munich as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The independent, nice to meet you here.
The independent hotel show for the first time Munich.
Yes, first time. Yes.
When? Where?
So on the 20 and the 21st of November in MOC from Messe Munich, the conference center. And yes, we have been working on it for a very long period now. Feels like my baby is coming soon.
How long is the period we're talking about?
So we started with research 2 years ago. Yes, and we saw a huge opportunity here in this market. First of all, the hotel business is booming in the DACH region. There's a lot of investment going on. And also, if you look at the Bavarian region, there's 91% of the hotels, around 10,000 properties are independently owned. So I just wondered, why have we never, ever looked at this before? It's a really interesting market.
Yeah, I think it's a very good choice, as it is also next to Austria, to Switzerland.
Yes, central location.
And yeah, so we know the independent hotel show from London, Amsterdam, of course, and even
Miami.
Yes.
Yes, I haven't been in Miami myself, unfortunately, but I think I should for some research. But Miami is also a destination where the hotel business is booming. But I focus on the European motel market.
Okay. So let's talk about the European market quickly, about the trends. And what can we expect during the 2 days, I think?
Yes, 2 days. Yeah. Yes.
Tell us a little bit, Mieke.
So trends, there are many trends at the moment, but the top five is, for instance, the boutique hotel concept. So interior design, but unique experiences.
Pretty and unique.
Very unique, yes. You really have to leave a memorable impression to the guests. Another trend, of course, is luxury and personalization. So luxury is not only about glitter and glam. It's also about knowing someone's name when he arrives and just welcoming them in a friendly way with a personal note in the room with maybe a small gift. You know, more personal attention. That's one of the other trends. Another trend is, of course, sustainability. It's a big topic and many hoteliers are struggling with it because it's sometimes a big investment, but the ROI might be even bigger because the future guests, they are more conscious of sustainability.
And then future hoteliers, also important.
Yes,
important question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Indeed.
Next generation and so on.
Talking about employer branding. Yeah, people want to work in a hotel that's more conscious about sustainability and putting things in practice and not greenwashing. You have some hotels in the past who had a huge marketing campaign about, we have bamboo straws. It's not about bamboo straws anymore. It's so much more.
But would you say that sustainability is a trend or more like something mandatory coming?
I think mandatory coming. Yes, indeed. Yeah. But a trend is not always hip and fun. Trend is sometimes also, you know, what people are looking for nowadays. And yes, indeed, mandatory. I think a must have for the hotel industry. And also in the past, hotels were, you know, consuming a lot of electricity or energy so. You know, there's a lot of a big impact on the environment.
Especially hotels from a higher quality. Yeah, they need a lot of resources. Huh? That's
definitely
an interesting topic. Yeah?
Definitely. Yes. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And you see so many sustainable initiatives now as well, labels, but also you have initiatives that if you don't want your towels to be washed, you get an extra point or you get a free drink in a hotel and in exchange, or they plant a tree for you.
Or even turning that topic around. So we don't automatically clean your room. If you wish, then please tell us.
Correct, indeed. And I must say, as a hotel guest, I've never even realized how much impact that would have to get my towels cleaned every day. It's also about consciousness. So I think it's a really, really important topic. And then another trend is technology, of course. You have artificial intelligence. What is that? It's very, many people use it now, but how can you implement that in your guests' journey? Guests who arrive, they can send nowadays WhatsApp messages with someone with the AI tool. like, hey, do you have a room looking out of the on the park? And then it automatically recognizes what the guest says, and it's connected with a PMS system. And yes, we have a room available. This is the extra cost. Would you like that? You know, it's a really, really good tool also for your revenue as a hotel.
So you just told us that you spent the day at the exhibition at the expo today.
Yes, correct.
Did you find those trends at the exhibition, or what was your feeling?
I'm not sure if this event was focusing on products for hotels, but more connecting people, hoteliers and investors, and how to, to provide solutions about expanding your business. So I haven't seen those products there, no.
So there's some need for the hotel show in Munich next month. And of course, we already had a look into the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You invited smart hoteliers, but also other professionals from the industry.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I must say we have many speakers lined up that I haven't personally met, but I heard a lot about. So I must say, yes, we are the event organizers, but we also have a few good partners here, local partners who help us out. And I think the few sessions that I look most forward to are, for instance, the luxury and personalization session. It's presented by Peter Winter from the Madame magazine and Julia Snyder, luxury professor. That's one of my favorites. Another session I really look forward to is the opening session. It's about a customer journey and experience. So it's a bit broader, but she's a really good speaker. So, and she's really inspiring. And we also have an hotel investment session. So many family-owned businesses here. And, you know, there might be some hoteliers who say, you know, no, revenue management, I leave that with my revenue manager. But I need to know the value of my property, or what are the trends? Can I expand my business? Okay. That's also a very good and quality session.
Okay. Seems to be a nice mix of interesting people but also the most relevant topics at the moment and in the future. And even we both will have a session, Katharina.
Yeah, we will.
Some real talk. Yeah.
Yes.
So
very excited about that.
Go on the website and check out what we planned. Will be interesting as well. And thanks a lot for this opportunity.
Yes, of course.
Nice hotel podcast.
Yes. I wonder who you're going to meet and what the questions are.
Yeah, how's your German, Mieke?
Ich verstehe Deutsch sehr gut.
Okay. But I think our session will be in English as well. The real talk session?
Of course, the content will be mostly in German. 90% of our content is German. Yes, of course. And like I said, I understand everything.
Yeah.
I'm just a bit nervous when I have to speak German, that's all.
But, okay. But during the 2 days, the content, as you said, will mostly be in German.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
That's important to know, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hashtag guest experience. What about your personal guest experiences? Is there anything you would like to tell us?
Well, I must say I had a very a terrible sleep last night. So I'm not sure if it will be a positive answer today. I do have many good experiences too. I can make a long list with tips because I saw them somewhere. But I also have a few tips like what not to do.
Mm-hmm. For instance?
I'm purpose booked a double bedroom, really, because I want a comfortable sleep. And upon arrival, I just had a very tiny sheet on my bed with 1 meter by maybe 1.80 meters. I couldn't sleep at all. So I'm looking for a little bit more comfortable comfort. So yeah, that was a bit disappointing.
which is like also well nodded to quality, right?
Yes.
So your arrival and then your experience in the room was not the best experience.
No, I think that people they want some luxury in a hotel. And like I said, it's not glitter and glamour, but I want a good sleep. And, you know,
that's what it's all about, actually.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I book on purpose a double room by myself because I want a good sleep. That was one of my less good experiences.
But a positive experience. Let's change to the positive side.
The positive side, yes. Oh, there's so many. I must say, there was one hotel when I arrived, and there was a handwritten card. Hey, Mika, I hope you enjoy your stay. Here's a little gift from me. And that gift is still at home. And when I look at it, I remember the hotel. So yeah, that makes me come back because it creates a kind of a loyalty with your guests. And it's a very, just a little favor you do. Yeah.
Yeah, not much work, but a big effort behind
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, correct, yeah.
Yeah, so let's wait another few days.
What are you looking most forward to at the show? Except for your own
people,
session.
Always people. I think it's really nice to see that there's another exclusive platform now for the independent hotels.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't exist before, and that you also take the risk as entrepreneurs to come to Germany to build a platform to partner up with, as you said, very interesting network companies, people here. So yeah, it's nice to see someone from abroad coming here and to kick us a little bit in the ass, as you say, perhaps.
Maybe to put a different daylight on it.
Yeah, you said there's so much potential in hospitality. Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's also part of our motivation of the Hotel Podcast, also to motivate and also motivate the next generation
to develop, evolve new stories,
to reinvent a little bit, yeah?
Yeah.
The products that already exist. So for 50, 60 years, yeah, when the grandmother founded the hotel 60, 70 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and lifting that like to a more modern level, which is actually a beautiful story.
Yeah, yeah. True. Yeah.
And you will, during the 2 day, deliver so much inspiration. So let's...
Talking about how long hospitality exists, there's also one session about the next generation and attracting the new generation hotelists to the show, to your hotel, sorry, for new staff. There has been some research and that has shown that most of the hotels still treat the employers and the culture or the benefits and the employer, how do you say that, structures are still the same as back in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about agility and evolution, I think this is a very important topic.
Mm.
Yeah.
Although hospitality is actually talking about nothing else the last years than adapting to the 21st century, you know, all of them know that they're stuck in one kind of time, but
yeah, change is
you
sometimes
have to change.
Scary.
Yeah, you have change and not only talk about the change.
Exactly. Yeah.
So perhaps in the end, just tell us the website where interested people can find more information about Hotel Show.
Yes, so it's called independenthotels.de. We wanted independenthotelshow.de, but someone bought the domain a long time ago.
Someone smart bought
it. And we still don't know who that person is. We are still doing research on it. So independenthotels.de, but I'm 100% sure we have many Google ads included.
Everywhere.
So yeah, if you Google Independent Hotel Show Munich, I'm 100% sure you'll get to a landing page.
Yeah, we will link the website as well, of course.
Thank you.
So... click
and all the
on
hotelies
the bottom.
Can come for free. That's an important one. You don't have to buy a ticket if you're an hotelier.
Great. Yeah, thanks for this and all the best for the next weeks.
Thank you.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to meet you at the exhibition.
I look forward to your session.
And next time I have an idea where you can stay, just here at the Beyond by Geisel. Thanks a lot also that we could record the podcast here, the short one. And see you soon. Mika, thanks.
Okay,
thank you.
Bis gleich.
Bis gleich.